Hi, people, and hello, my Chili Con Carne crew. It's Chili here from a live Listen Erased episode. We're going to be doing Rammstein from worst to best, all their albums ranked. And that's right, we're talking about all kinds of Deutschland's finest metal act out there. And I mean, wow, what a band. What a band to talk about. Band that arguably has no bad albums. Can be maybe a point made on one or two, but still some bangers on these albums still. Now, we're going to be going through each and every one of these albums in my ranking for albums worst to best. Let's get into this. Herzeleid is the first album that I'm putting up, and it's definitely the weakest in the whole chronology of Rammstein. I mean, here we are, Germany's answer to the Village People with this album cover. I don't know what to expect. I'm pretty sure I read somewhere that it's just a piss take with this whole album cover, and they were just going for that boy band look, but when you listen to the actual music, it's completely different. And for me, it's definitely their weakest effort. You know, I understand that this album has a bit of a following and really launched them in their homeland country. You know, it made them names. Back in 1995, we're talking about some real industrial metal here, real early stuff, and kind of sounding a bit like Nine Inch Nails in certain parts. But at the end of the day, there's not really any tracks here that I guess make the concert live lineup. So for me, yeah, there's not really a lot of great tracks here. Maybe the first track, but that's about it. So yeah, fortunately, their first album is definitely their worst album, in my opinion. I don't know if there's any tracks that I would even go back and replay, so maybe this is one of their bad albums. The next one up is, of course, Zeit, their most recent effort, unfortunately, with Rammstein releasing an album only last year. And, you know, I was very excited when this album was announced, and I thought to myself, all right, Rammstein's back at it, they're recording, they've got a new album coming out, and we're not waiting a long time, unlike the previous release. You know, and the first couple of tracks that were coming out were pretty damn awesome. You know, there were some interesting tracks on here. Dickatism wasn't too bad. But at the end of it, there wasn't exactly a lot of awesome songs, and it felt lackluster, very lackluster actually. Zeit wasn't too bad, and Army did Tristan, yeah, okay. But other than that, it really missed the mark on a lot of songs and felt rather boring. It's unfortunate when I'm looking at this album. I know I reviewed it as well. I did a 5-minute review, so you can check that one out. But, you know, Zeit was a very unfortunate record from the band. I don't know why it missed the mark so hard compared to like 3 years ago when they hit the ball out of the park with Rammstein. But unfortunately, yeah, Zeit was just a very average album from the band, and it just felt very sad to hear this effort coming out and going, yeah, okay, what's next? Because yeah, I just don't really know. It'd be interesting to see what is coming out next, because who knows, considering all the things that have been going on in Rammstein's park. But still, I think Zeit is this easily hitting this spot, and I would think a lot of people would agree with me there. Lieber ist für alle da is the next one that is on my list. This is an album that, again, it was one that I listened to for so long, because, you know, up until only a couple of years ago, this was the only Rammstein album that we had, or the most recent Rammstein album, I should say, you know, for almost a decade. So, Lieber ist für alle da is one of the last ones that was out there, and I'm like, all right, there's some really strong tracks here. Weidmann's Hail, Ramleid as well, awesome track. And Heifsick, I'm definitely mispronouncing some of these. I do try when it comes to the German language. I mean, I did learn it, but unfortunately, I'm not extremely proficient in the language. Mein Deutsch ist nicht sehr gut, for my Deutsch friends out there, my fans who are listening from Germany. Yeah. Entschuldigung. So yeah, when you're looking over this, there's some really cool tracks. It's, you know, Pussy, for example, is one of those ones. It's just so blunt. with the lyrics. And one of the few ones that's like, I think, in English as well. No, it's got definitely in German in parts of it. But yeah, look, it's a long album. You know, you're talking about, what is it, 15, 16 tracks, a bit over an hour long. I think this is the special edition here that I'm looking over. But yeah, there's a lot of songs on here. I think it was 14 in the original. And for me, it just went on. And unfortunately, by the time you got to about the title track, Liberist for Allah, the rest of the songs just felt like, meh. I couldn't be bothered with the second half of this album. Now, I've listened to the awesome parts at the beginning. You know, the first 9 tracks, there's some solid stuff there. But after that, just eases and gets boring. Coast. It just coasts into neutral for the rest of the ride out, unfortunately. So for me, yeah, this is an album that I played a lot of. I had a lot of fond memories for listening to it, but now when I've revisited it, I'm like, actually, it wasn't as good as I remember, you know, outside of the singles. So unfortunately, yeah, this album gets this low in the list, I suppose, in Rammstein's albums and records and stuff like that. Yeah, I don't know. For me, I think this is where it sits, and I think it's fair for where it sits. Rosenrot. Wow, I love this album cover. It always, I don't know why about this album cover. It is such a cool album cover. You know, this frozen on ice ship. Is it like a lost ship? I don't know the story behind it. It looks like it's damaged. It looks like it just could be stuck in the ice. You know, it's like the Northern Passage, but with the Rosenrot. The SS Rosenrot or something like that. I don't know. But here it is. This vast people just looking at it. I love it so much, this album artwork. Probably their best one also, I'd say. My favorite anyway. But yeah, you got a very good album here. I remember when this thing came out and it was doing the rounds. A lot of people loved it, you know. Benzin, Rosenrot, Spring, Vorbis Du. All these songs were very good. And you know, and then there were some songs there that were kind of like Dekiro Puta. It felt like a very, I mean, I liked it, but it was such a gimmicky kind of track. It's still catchy as hell. But, you know, those female vocal accompaniment. Vas, 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 vor, vor, vor. Vas, 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 si, si, senor. Yeah, and then the trumpets playing out. And you're like, I thought this was an industrial metal band. I get that they're trying out some things. And they've done so in previous efforts and future ones as well. But, you know, it was, one in hindsight, I'm looking at going, yeah, maybe it just felt a bit forced. I don't know. It is still a solid track. I'd still play it. But it just kind of like, you know, there's a nagging feeling inside of me when I'm listening to it going, yeah, this is a bit contrived, I suppose, would be the word. You know, and then you got some other ones though. But, you know, Rose, the first 4 songs on here are extremely solid. You know, Benzin, Mein Gegenmann, Rosenrot and Spring. All these songs are just great openings to a great album, I think. And then it flows on from there, and there's still some solid albums, songs here. And it's just like, this whole album is full of extremely solid material. You know, there's not too much terrible music going on. It's just that the albums that are coming up next are just better. Like, they did it better. I know when I got this album, I think I borrowed this one from the library, actually. But anyway, when I got this album, you know, it did the loop for me for ages. I listened to it for a long time, and, you know, forever will be ingrained in my mind. And I really need to go and revisit Rosenrot now. I'm thinking about it, because I haven't gone back to that album in a bit. But yeah, the album itself is a very solid effort by the band. So I do love Rosenrot. Definitely going to be replaying it after I do the editing for this episode. Up next, we got Rammstein's self-titled album, the 2019 release. And for a decade, almost a decade, we had no new Rammstein music. And it was a very depressing time. But then 2019 came around, and it was an epic year for metal. I remember this very fondly because, you know, there was this massive gap between Rammstein albums, and then there was a fairly decent gap between Slipknot albums as well. And then in the short period of something like a couple of weeks, we got a new Rammstein album and we got a new Slipknot album, and both of these records were phenomenal, you know, absolute bangers. And I distinctly remember this Rammstein album coming out, and there was a bit of controversy, of course, about the song Deutschland, because obviously it's talking about the pride of being German, but the complex history behind it. You know, how can you have pride for a country that's done such things? Yeah, it's a very interesting subject matter that, you know, none of us really have to think about if you're outside of that country. So, very interesting thing, and a great video clip as well. Fucking Rammstein, they nail their videos all the time. I think it's a sick video. But yeah, Deutschland was such a cool tune. And to follow it up with Radio and Sieg Dich and Ausländer. Damn, what a track that is. So yeah, like, you know, to come off the back of a decade without Rammstein and then not only release an album finally, but to absolutely smash it out of the park, that was just an incredible return to form. Absolutely love hearing this album. I love coming back to it. It's such a great album to play through. You know, when you get towards the arse end of the album, though, it does fall off the edge a bit, but it tends to happen a lot in Rammstein albums, actually, when you're looking over them. The beginning, very solid. The end, yeah, not so much. It's unfortunate, but that's kind of how it is. So, yeah. Rammstein, self-titled album, mate. You gotta go check it out. Definitely a great album to listen to. Yeah, maybe this album sits a lot higher in other people's lists. Not mine, though. Still, third spot is very good. Very good. And I'm not saying this is a terrible album just because it got third spot. In fact, it's a very epic album. But Mutter is not their best works, according to me and my list. You're listening to this, so you know, I'm sure you can comment and tell me your list if you disagree. But still, Mutter, very awesome album. Of course, Links Zwei Drei Vier is an epic tune, this marching tune. Mein Herz brennt, awesome efforts there. And Sonne, you know, Ich will as well. Ich will. And we can't forget Feuer frei. Wow, that tune. When it goes off live, I mean, I've seen some of the footage from live concerts, and of course we know what to expect with Rammstein, but yeah, they this is when you're doing Feuer frei, it's like, alright, I swear they built this song around a pyrotechnic show instead of the other way around, because damn, they just, alright, you know, I reckon they wrote half their music actually with what fire pyrotechnics we can do. Okay, we need to have a big explosion. Okay, play a riff for me that'll make this explosion sound awesome. Yep, okay, that's awesome. Yeah, okay, that riff right there. Yeah, play that. Yeah, okay, now go up an octave. Like, yeah, that's, I swear that's how they work in the studio, because shit, the amount of fire that will just go into each concert is nuts. And it's outlandishly so. It's so over the top, but that's Rammstein for you, everyone. You know, this album really resonated at a perfect time in the band's history and in the history of music. You know, there was this drive for that new metal kind of sound, but this thing, I'm not saying it's new metal, it's definitely not, but it kind of teeters along that air, that territory, you know, just ever so much on the outside, but this epic heavy metal stuff, it keeps also within the industrial realms, but not so much that it alienates enough people. This is such a unique album. This is such a unique band, actually, when you're saying it, when you're talking about it. I mean, we're talking about a non-English native speaking band that has absolutely made it in the international world. You know, this shouldn't happen. You listen to other artists. Artists like Die Ärzte, I think, German punk rock group, they didn't make it that big outside of Germany. But here we are, a non-English speaking band performing music that's not in English, and it's not just one song, it's many songs. Like, yeah, you could have 99 Red Balloons, 99 or whatever the fucking the German version of that song is, but they didn't have a career after that song. That was they were a one-hit wonder. Rammstein are not it, and they proved it when they did Mutter. Anyway, they proved it when they did this album. Links why drive beer, feuer frei ich will, mein Herz brennt, adios. Cool tune with that one there. And of course, many, many other tunes on here. 11 tracks. It just seemed to be the reoccurring number that would, you know, see the band through around about this time. But still, Mutter is such a damn good album. Don't go past it. Listen to it. It's like this time capsule of 2001, people. Open it up and enjoy. Okay, so yeah, the album that I can never pronounce, Sehnsucht. Again, it's the album I can never pronounce. This one was actually my number one until I was looking over this list and I thought, no, actually, the next album will be my number one. Yeah, this album is really what made Rammstein a household name in the world. You know, they had just released their debut album, made them famous in their home country, like I said at the very beginning of this episode. But then this album dropped, and oh boy, did it leave an impact. And it's all thanks to one track, everyone. One track that made them a name. So we're talking about, of course, Du hast mich. Yes, you hate me. What a song. And it was, I don't know, it made its way to so many soundtracks as well, because I think Du hast was in the movie, I think it was called XXX, that action film with Vin Diesel. Yep, Du hast was in that. I think Rammstein were actually performing in that movie, from memory. Anyway, yep, Du hast made the soundtrack, at least. Du hast also made the Matrix soundtrack with that, in, you know, a clubbing scene or something like that. And it probably made half a dozen other video clips for many, many other reasons. I mean, it's such an epic tune that just, it sticks with you. It's so simple. You know, you're repeating the chorus over and over again. Du hast mich, du fragst. And then it goes on and on and on. But you're repeating that, and it gets stuck in your head. Like, Rammstein know what they're doing when they're writing tunes, and they're like, alright, we need to repeat these words. Not everyone is a German speaking, you know, can speak German. So let's keep it simple. Let's just make it a simple word here. Keep it very, and repeat it over and over again so they can learn. You know, it's the same with pretty much other metal bands out there that make it be that are non-English speaking. For example, Baby Metal. You can say the same thing. They learnt from Rammstein. They pretty much set the blueprints here when they released this album. You know, but we're only talking about one song still. I haven't even talked about the rest of the freaking album. How can we go past, of course, Angel. Sorry. Angel is such a wicked song. I love that one. It's such a... just from the opening parts, and you're listening to it going, yep, I feel it in my bones. That's how much I feel it. Buch Dich. I definitely butchered that one. Not bad follow-up there. The opener, the title track as well, I can never pronounce. Klavier, Tier. Tier is an epic tune. And a few other songs here that I can't rightly remember right now. Spiel mit mir. That's another one, I suppose. It's not too bad. But yeah, again, it's 11 tracks. It's the perfect runtime. It's only 43 minutes, 43 seconds exactly. Interesting. So it's not too long of a record. It's a perfect record for, I don't know, a drive, a walk, or whatever you're doing. It just doesn't, you know, last too long compared to other ones like Lieber ist Freude da or whatever. So yeah, it's a perfect little runtime, and I think Rammstein have really learned to stick by these 11 song titles, because they did that as well with Zeit, and you know, the only times they've gone outside of that, again, is for Lieber ist Freude, I believe. It's the only time, and probably their first album. So yeah, an awesome album. Again, it seems to be a perfect release at a perfect time. We're talking about when nu metal was really making it big, and I think that actually had a pretty big impact on the success of Rammstein. Again, they're not nu metal. I want to reiterate that. But you can't deny the fact that nu metal's like increase in popularity definitely caused a lot of tension in the metal scene. So people always, nu metal did nothing. But yeah, you're kind of forgetting it did a lot for other acts. You're forgetting other acts who, you know, when, all right, nu metal's out there, it's hitting the markets, it's doing the rounds. Limp Bizkit's doing their album around about this time. You know, Nookie is blowing up, break stuff, whatever. Actually, sorry, that was the year before, wasn't it? That was the year, years to follow. But yeah, you know, like Limp Bizkit was doing the rounds, Korn's doing the rounds, all these nu metal acts are doing the rounds. And then at the end of the day, the public is hungry. They want to try other things. They want to listen to something else. And Rammstein was something else, something different, just outside of that realm, because you can't go from bands like, I don't know, Limp Bizkit. I keep going back to them, but they're the one that everyone knows. You can't go from Limp Bizkit to Nine Inch Nails instantly. There's some kind of transition there, and you got to find that bridge, because if you don't find that bridge, you're not going to change and evolve your music style. So yeah, you know, Rammstein kind of was the heavy riffs that you heard in some of those acts, and really industrialized it, especially on this effort here. You know, the keyboards, the synths are just really on the nose for that era. You know, you got those very in your face keyboard sound effects, you know, it's not very smooth, it's abrupt staccato pieces. Hey, it worked, I guess, it worked. But yeah, it's a strong album. Again, another great time capsule at the end of the day. But that leads us into our number one album. So, Razor. Definitely made its last minute number one slot here and earned it for all of its value. Again, this is another weird one. So if you've watched my Machine Head Worst the Best one, you'll know that I got into Machine Head's The Blackening because of my local library. And basically that library, it introduced a lot of music to me. Rammstein did the same thing, but for a different reason. I was down there looking at music, and I'm like, all right, what am I going to listen to this time? You know, I'm picking out a few CDs here and there, and there was this guy standing next to me, and he's going through, you know, CDs as well, and he's a bit older, and he just saw something, he picks it off the shelf, and then he turns to me and goes, oi, you might like this album. You know, and I'm like, what? You know, young me, I would have been shit. I would have only been about 14 or so at the time. I was like that. Anyway, young me just goes like, huh, what's that? Okay. Looking at this album cover. Imagine getting handed this. Like, oh yeah, you should definitely listen to this. And you see this album cover. You're like, huh, thanks. God, this guy, I hope he stops talking to me. Well, whoever you are, that random individual who handed me this CD, thank you. Thank you so much. Because this is the album that got me started on Rammstein. Yes, I had heard of them. I had heard of some of their songs beforehand. Of course, I heard Du Hast beforehand, but never got my hands on a Rammstein CD. Never really thought much about them and doing so. You know, they had some cool tunes, but I never really got into them. Then this CD got handed to me, and I went home and I played it. What the hell is going on here? Razor. Now, obviously, this is also around about the time that I was learning German. So, for me, I get this CD, they're singing in German, I'm learning German. That seems perfect. And I love metal. I'm getting into metal. So, everything just seems to be clicking. It falls into place. It works. It's so good. And for me, just because of that, this one gets number one. I mean, I was going to make Sehnsucht or whatever number one just out of courtesy because, it should deserve number one. And I thought, nah, screw that. I like Razor, and this is my list. Razor for me, it's a deep album because this is the first Rammstein album I got. And I played it so much, and I played it over and over and over and over and over and over again, and I love it. From start to finish, I love this thing. We're talking about Razor, Mein Tier, Dalai Lama, Kinda Lust. That tune, I do remember that one being on the video clip And they're all standing there in their machines in fat suits and shit like that. And it was funny as hell. You know, Los America, another wicked tune. We all living in America. Coca-Cola, Wunderbar. Yeah, weird as hell lyrics. And then Moscow. You know, interesting. Morgenstern, Stein und Stein, I don't know, and Onodirka. This whole album, start to finish, for me, is perfect. That might be because it's probably one of those albums that you listen to when you're young, and when you're listening to albums when you're young, that's the best kind of music there is. So for me, yes, this is the album. I mean, I didn't discover the other stuff until a bit later on, so for me, yeah, this is the album that is in my number one spot, and it can't be budged, unfortunately. Maybe the others can move around a bit, but this is my number one Rammstein album. So yeah, that's my list, people. So that is my ranking of Rammstein's music, and I'd be curious to see what you guys thought. Do you agree with some of this? Do you disagree? Give me your list. Comment below, because we all love to read other people's lists and judge them for it. I know I'm just going to get a whole bunch of people going, no, you suck for putting this at number one slot or this one at such and such a slot. Yeah, it happens. It's music. It's opinion at the end of the day. There is no right. There is no wrong. There is only what we like to think. So, hey, thank you for joining me for these thoughts. If you've enjoyed this content, make sure to smash that like button, subscribe to us, and stay notified for future music-related content, because it keeps our manager happy at the end of the day. We are also on Discord, Instagram, Facebook, and all those other social platforms if you want to check us out. As always, people, you have a great day, and stay spicy.